بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم During the time of Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi there was one young boy because of bad company he picked up some bad habits so his mother was a student of Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi so she went to him and said oh my ustad please come and speak to my son He's got a few bad habits. So Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi went a few times to speak to the boy, advising him, but it had no effect on him. So eventually, after some time, this boy fell ill, and now he was lying on his deathbed. So the mother went with a lot of remorse and fikr for her son, that please, my ustad, come and speak to him. It seems that he's going to leave this world. So he said, I spoke to your son so many times, but he's not prepared to listen. I'm not coming. So she went back and told her son. So he said, oh, mommy, that I want you when I pass away, then take your scarf and tie it around my head, and then drag me in the streets, so that the people will see what will be the end result of somebody who disobeys Allah. So it was Qailula time, afternoon. Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi had finished his sabaks, teaching. So he went to sleep. And in his dream he seen Allah. And Allah told him, oh Hassan, one of my friends is leaving this world and you are not ready to go and meet him. That at the last moment of this boy's life, that was his tawbah. And that was beloved to Allah, so beloved that he became a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah in the last moment of his life. My beloved brothers, our elders say that this effort of tabligh is karne ula ka hira hai. It is the pearl of the first century, the jewel of the first century. How every person can be turned back to Allah. And we don't know whose heart we will touch, my dear brothers. Actually, the jamaats that go out in the path of Allah are not knocking on the doors of people, but knocking on the hearts of one person. See, my dear brothers, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions one beautiful kissa. Sulaiman bin Rabi Rahmatullah Alayhi was one great alim. He was going for Hajj. In the old days, they would travel with camels, the caravan. So they would stop where there was some water to feed the animals. So en route to Hajj, they stopped at one place. So Sulaiman bin Rabi then went for a walk. And he was walking on the outskirts of the town. And he was walking near the dump site where the garbage is thrown. So he saw something very strange. He saw a woman, a Muslim woman, dressed with a burqa. But she was cutting meat from a dead donkey. So it surprised him. So she cut a few pieces of meat, she put it in a bag, and then she quickly hurried away. So Sulaiman bin Rabi followed her. She came to an old, dilapidated house. So she went in quickly. So he knocked on the door. So she said, who's there? He said, Sulaiman. She said, what do you want? You are a stranger. Why are you knocking on the doors of our house? So he said, I seen something strange. I saw you cutting meat from a dead donkey and dead carrion is haram. So she said, leave us alone. Mind your own business. He said, please tell me what is the matter. So she said, we are from the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our husband has passed away. I have three young daughters. Nobody to help us, look after us. So that which is haram became halal for us. So at that moment, Allah put in his heart whatever money he had for his Hajj expenses, he gave it to her. He said, take this money, see to your needs. So they gave him a lot of du'as, the wife, the mother, the daughters, the three young girls, may Allah reward you abundantly. A lot of du'as they gave him. So he came back to the Jamaat and he said that, I can't join you anymore. You continue with Hajj, I have to go back home. So he said, but you are our ustad, you are the Amir of the Jamaat, you have to be with us. So with a lot of persistence, he made some excuse and he said, no, I have to go back. So the Jamaat carried on, they went for Hajj. And obviously it would take many months, then after many months they returned. So normally when the Hajjis come, we go and meet the Hajjis. May Allah grant you Hajj Mabroor and Sa'y Mashkoor. So he went out to meet the people. So everyone he met said, Sulaiman, what are you saying? That you were with us in Hajj. You were in Mina, you were in Arafat, you were in Muzdalifah. So one man took out a bag of coins and said, this amanat you gave me to keep for you, I'm returning it to you also. So he was surprised. No, I never went for Hajj. And everyone is saying, I went for Hajj. So in the state of confusion at night, he goes to sleep. So while he was sleeping, restless, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. And Nabi alayhi salam tells him that, O Sulaiman, you see into one of the needs of my daughters. So I made a plea to Allah. And I requested Allah that, O Allah, on behalf of Sulaiman, appoint an angel that will perform Hajj for him every year till the day of Qiyamah. See, a few years ago there was one Jamaat from Madina Sharif in our masjid. I think it was a Lands Ijtima, 2008 or 9. So one brother was an aeronautical engineer. So I asked him, I said, Sheikh, how did you get involved in the work? So he said, I was studying in America. And obviously in America, we were living a life of total freedom. So in the building I was staying, one day there was a knock on my door. And then I opened the door and I seen some Pakistani brothers, Jamaat from Pakistan. So they spoke to me. They said, Sheikh, we are in the musalla, in the masjid in your building. So he said, I was there for so many years, I never knew that there was a musalla in my building. So I went down with the brothers. Then they made my ikram. They looked after me. Now, Jamaats of Pakistan were known, mashallah, for the ikram, the nuts and the padam and the gajur. Then he said, I got ready for 3 days. So I went with the Jamaat for 3 days. He said, in that 3 days, Allah changed my whole life. So he told me, so I said, I'm a Hassani. Hassani means from the lineage of Hassan radiallahu anhu, which is a higher lineage. He was the elder brother, Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhumah. He said, my masjid is Masjidun Nabawi. My grandfather is Nabi alayhi salam. But I never knew Masjidun Nabawi. I never knew who my grandfather was. Allah rewarded Jamaat from Pakistan. They knocked on my door through their barakat and blessings. And striving in the path of Allah, he said, it was easier for me to make hifazat of my eyes now in America than when I landed in Jeddah through the barakat of the Amal of Tabligh. So really, my dear brothers, Allah Pak has given us such an effort, such a Mubarak effort, that how every person can be linked and taken to Allah. And now we've been hearing the last 1-2 days also, the Ijtima is coming up, that how an effort can be made that every ummati, every person in our country, an effort is made to introduce Allah to every person. See, my dear brothers, actually, Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali said, the climax of the life of a Muslim is to get the love of Allah in his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was being sent away by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards Yemen, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking, Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu is on the conveyance, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking and leading him out and advising him. And then he told him that famous incident. He said, O Muaz, that perhaps when you come back next year, you will pass by my grave in my masjid. You won't find me here. So, فَبَقَى مُعَاذٌ جَشَعَى. Muaz radiallahu anhu started to weep uncontrollably. And he was, Rasulullah someone of you again said, Wallahi ya Muaz, inni la uhibbuk. I love you, O Muaz. He said, Nabi alayhi salam telling him, I love you, O Muaz. And he started to cry profusely. And then Rasulullah Sam gave him solace and gave us solace also. And he said, Inna awlan nasa bi al-muttaqoon man kanu haythu kanu. He said, the closest people to me will be those who have taqwa in their lives, who have Allah's obedience in their lives, who have complete deen in their lives. Man kanu haythu kanu. No matter who he may be, does not matter from where he comes also. If he has taqwa in his life, the obedience of Allah in his life, deen in his life, then these will be the closest people unto me. So Allah Ta'ala, through these words of Rasulullah SAW, gave us the solace that we might be in South Africa, but if a person, like Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a person may be in whichever part of the world, but if he has in his heart the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the fikr, the worry, the concern of Nabi Alayhi Wasallam, then he is actually in Medina Munawwara. And somebody who's in Medina but he doesn't have the worry, the fikr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he is not there. So Allah Ta'ala has given us, my dear brothers, this opportunity. You know, Jamaats will be getting ready to come out in the path of Allah, to strive whose hand, whose heart we will touch. Jamaats go to, our Jamaat recently was in Palestine. And what do they say? They say, may Allah reward Shaykh Ilyas, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, rahmatullah alayh. That if it was not for him, then we wouldn't even know what deen was. Allah reward him richly and fill his qabr with noor and grant him the highest stages in akhirat. That he revived the effort of our grandfather Rasulullah SAW. He revived the effort of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And because of the effort being revived and through Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, Allah Ta'ala kept deen alive to some extent in the lives of these people. So Allah give us tawfiq, my dear brothers. Today is actually the day of Jummah, Friday. We engage in excessive abundance, durood also. But make dua that Allah fills in our heart even an iota of that fikr of the restlessness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yesterday, Haji Bashir Bhai was just mentioning that incident last night that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his hands or his tips of his fingers in that little container of water and Allah made the whole Jamaat. One narration says over 1,000 people made wudu, quenched their thirst from that water. So Allah give us tawfiq. We went to one place called Baqawiya. It's one remote place in Jordan from Damascus. It's like about 5-6 hours traveling. And the road is not so good also. So we travel for quite some part of the day and we reach there almost Maghrib time. There's one tree there in this place called Baqawiya. So this is a tree that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was traveling towards Sham with Abu Talib at the age of 12, then Rasulullah SAW sat under this tree. And then the Christian priest spotted him and said that this is the final Nabi. But don't take him to Sham. If the Jews see him, they'll, or the Christians seem they'll want to assassinate him. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat under the street. It's a complete desert. There's no life, no vegetation, no source of water, nothing. But the tree is green and lush. Allah has kept the tree green and lush. Till today, over 1400 years, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not even a Nabi at that time, sat under that tree. And the tree is green and lush, no source of life. Complete desert are all around. As far as the eye can see, only desert. And when you come under the tree and you sit there, obviously Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a young boy sat under the tree. And it's an ajeeb sense of peace and solace you feel. So we thought to ourselves that this is a tree under which our Nabi sat when he was 12 years old. Allah is keeping this tree green and lush. Till today, no source of life, nothing there. Imagine, my dear brothers, if we will bring sunnah in our lives, and more than that, make an effort how complete deen can come alive in the whole world, what won't Allah bless a person with that? So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We're all ready, inshallah. Make some niyat, inshallah. Jamaats will be getting ready. 4 months, 40 days, 3 days, 10 days, mastura, jamaats. Actually, this is now main season, ijtima time. How we can increase our qurbani, sacrifice, and make such an effort. And go to every single person and give them hope, my dear brothers. La tayasu min ruhillah. Actually, our da'wah, when we speak about Allah and speak about Jannah, Jahannam, Akhirat, at the end, my dear brothers, is giving hope to every person. That don't ever lose hope in Allah's mercy. And problems will always be there. Wala nabluwannakum, Allah says. We are going to definitely test you. Whether it's loss of life, property, investment, health, sickness. Imtihan must come to every person. This is life, dunya, darul imtihan. But, my dear brothers, we will go to one person and give them so much hope in Allah. So much hope in Allah. And by connecting, and what is the best way to give a man hope? Is put his hand and put him at the feet of Allah. and tell him that there is no place for a mu'min to lose hope in the mercy of Allah. La tayasu min rawhillah. Yaqub alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam was missing for how many years? Decades had passed, and he told his son, when you go to get some grain, then see if you can find Yusuf. So they said, Papa, forget Yusuf. Yusuf is gone. Years have passed. Yaqub alayhi salam said, no, la tayasu min rawhillah. Don't ever lose hope in Allah's mercy. Innahu la yayasu min rawhillah illa al-qawmul kafirun. Only a disbeliever loses hope in the mercy of Allah. Mu'min never ever loses hope in Allah. So we'll go, my dear brothers, heart to heart, door to door, person to person, family to family, and telling every person that don't lose, come back to Allah. Watubu ilallahi jami'a. Turn back to Allah. And like how that young boy also was off the crud and off the track, and in the last moments of his life, he became the wali of Allah. How many people we will touch, my dear brothers? One kush, one mulaqat, and they will also become the walis of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. All make niyat, inshallah. Allah give tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.